Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 41, Love That Covers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Peter wrote those words to scattered churches, communities that had lost their homes, their safety, their footing, people who were genuinely suffering, not as a figure of speech, but in real, pressing ways. And right into the middle of that shaking, Peter doesn't say, guard yourself. He doesn't say, conserve what you have. He says, above all, before everything else, over everything else, keep loving. That stops me. Because when everything is unsteady, the human instinct is to close in, to protect yourself, to save what's left. But Peter says, love doesn't wait for things to settle down before it shows up. Love leads. It goes first, not last. And the word Peter uses in the original language is not a gentle word. It is an athlete's word. Love stretched to its limit, the way a muscle works when it's burning, when it's tired, when it wants to quit but doesn't. This is not the love you feel on an easy morning when everyone is pleasant. This love is a choice. It is discipline. It is showing up again, even when showing up is costly. And what does this love do? It covers. Peter says, love covers a multitude of sins. I want you to feel that image. Not a spotlight that sweeps across someone's weakness so everyone in the room can see it. A blanket, the kind a mother lays over a shivering child in the middle of the night, quietly, warmly, without making a sound. That is how love covers. It protects instead of exposing. Now, covering is not the same as concealing. That needs to be said plainly. There are moments when truth must be spoken, when a wound needs light before it can heal. Love doesn't pretend that harm is not real. But, and this is the heartbeat of the verse, love never turns someone's failure into a story worth telling. It never makes another person's stumble into entertainment. It never passes along what was trusted to you in a quiet moment. And when a community learns to love this way, something remarkable happens. People stop hiding. When you know that your weakness won't become tomorrow's conversation, you open up. You ask for help. You grow. Grace-filled community is the soil where weak saints become strong ones. Not perfect soil, safe soil. This is why what Peter is asking is not merely beautiful. It is necessary. The community that covers in love is the community where Christ is most clearly seen. So today, here is the call. There is a story you are carrying about someone. Something you know. Something you were probably going to mention. Maybe without any bad intent. Just something you were going to pass along. Don't trade that story for silence. And then, instead of talking about that person, pray for them. Cover them with prayer instead of words. That is love in motion. Simple, difficult, and powerful. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.